before. Somebody's had the door.
I love how it goes, audio's live in 3, 2, ding dong.
Bing bong. Hey everyone, what's going on and happy Monday. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for, what is it, April 23rd?
Is it is April 23rd, AKA Infinity War
Week.
Eve
Saint Laurent, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick, this is Tim. For all of those audio awesome listeners asking whose luscious voices are in my earbuds
right now.
What's going on? Kevin, who was at the door? Was it a package? Was it a special guest?
Was it Andrea Renee?
Was it a gigantic?
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Renee just walked in.
Toblerone.
Oh yeah, looking like business, as usual.
What's up, gentlemen?
Here's what I want to say about you that I appreciate. You look like everything you do with intent, right?
That's true.
Power lunches, power dinners, power podcasts.
All power Earth.
You're making deals. You're wearing sunglasses that are really big and boss-like.
You're running business meetings at businesses you don't even
People call you, you consult on stuff, and then you get off the phone. You go, I don't even know what I just said to these people, but they just cash checks.
You're giving me too much credit.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I know a lot,
and I know a lot about what I don't know, and I don't know a lot about you.
What?
So there it is. That's why you're intimidating to me.
What?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
It's early on a Monday, Andrea. Don't worry about either of us.
Not that early.
Are you talking about Westworld?
Do you want
maybe later at the end of the episode we're going to bring you and Andy in to talk.
Yeah, did you watch it?
Oh, I had some things
to say. Okay. So we're going to bring you and Andy in because I didn't get a chance to watch it, neither did Tim.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I'm on the fulcrum of, do I wait a few episodes to binge it or do I need to stay current so it's not spoiled for me? So that's what I want to ask you. But can you come back in and I'll call for you.
Okay.
35 minutes of shish. Before that, we've got some news to go into as well. We got to talk about James Cameron. We're going to talk about some really shitty posters. And that's pretty much it. I don't know what you're talking about,
but I'm excited.
They're terrible. I just brought up posters, and I'm like, God, there's so many bad movies coming out. But before we get to that, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Hims, a new wellness brand for men. We'll read that later. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's what's becoming my favorite portion of the show. It's housekeeping time.
Housekeeping,
you want me for pillow?
Please go away, let me sleep for the love of God!
Housekeeping, you want me jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool, Kevin.
It's
congratulations.
Amazing. Yes.
You did it.
We nailed it.
I fucking love that thing.
We're getting slowly but surely better at everything, Kevin. In 10, 15 years, we will be what some would consider professional for 1996.
I feel like in maybe 4 to 5 years, the garbage truck, the fire might go out. It'll still be a garbage truck.
It'll still smell like burnt garbage, and it'll
still be smoldering. Where we came from.
Yeah. What's funny is everything's relative. To some people out there, maybe we do look very professional. Actually, to a lot of people out there, we look very professional. But those people just see stills of the show. They don't actually watch or listen to anything we say.
Mm-mm.
I meet people in the street sometime who are like, I'm a big fan of yours. And then they tell me things that I said, and I'm like, I cannot believe those words came out of my mouth.
I can. I always can. You say some weird shit, Nick.
I do say some weird shit. I also talk a lot of shit, Tim, if you didn't know that or not. And I talked a lot of shit about a member of our community, a dear member of our community.
Yes.
One Teddy Chinaris.
Yes.
Now, Teddy got my Twitch sub this month. If you guys didn't know, we do this show, the morning show, on Twitch every day. If you want to be a subscriber here, you can use your Amazon Prime. You get one free Twitch Prime subscription. I use mine for a community member every month. I like to pay it forward. This month, I gave it to Teddy Chinaris. But in typical me fashion, I stopped paying it. That was it. I stopped paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day I come in and I just talk shit about Teddy because he didn't thank me.
Because you don't understand what's going on.
No, yeah. Oh, I didn't even look.
Uh-huh.
I made zero attempt to see if he had tweeted at me
familiar
or
with
I didn't
you.
Watch his stream.
Yeah.
Nothing. He gave me a huge shout out on his stream. Kevin, bring this up. This is just me in his Twitter. I couldn't find the tweet where he thanked me. I didn't look. But there is this tweet with me in there.
You're so useless.
I just wanted to say, Teddy Chinaris, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Bamey L's?
I think it's supposed to be families. I don't know. Fam animals?
Well, bring it back up.
What is that? Yo, I'm
live. What's that hashtag?
Y'all thought you could escape me. I don't know what I'm playing yet. Come help me decide.
Well,
that's a car crash.
That sounded horrible.
Nah.
Not that bad? People looking okay?
Yeah, nobody's hurt. Just the back of a car is a little fucked
up. Jesus.
I'm telling you right now, And I'm not kidding when I say this. You know I'm a normal, a paranoid human being. Mm-hmm. And I'm an old-ass man, and I'm scared of the world. I really think there are far too many people in this city, and it's starting to show. I've seen, like, 3 car accidents in the last 2 months. Like, bad ones.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, holy shit, that person's life is forever altered.
Jesus Christ, that is a sentence.
I just feel like there's the pace of the city, there's too many people, too much shit going on. Everyone's got blinders on. Everyone's texting while driving. Everyone's just not paying attention. And it's starting to show. And I think in 10 years, we'll be in the apocalypse.
Okay.
I think it'll
10
be
years?
I think it'll be Mad Max. Clock. I'll
start
be gone.
Start counting them down.
I'll be gone. I will have moved to Burlingame by then. I'll be in my old ass, or Marin.
Jeez. Please Depending never go to Marin.
Oh, I'm going to Marin, bud.
No, man.
I'm going to go to Marin. I'm going to adopt a small little Aryan white boy. And we were just going to walk. I'm going
to
walk around with him.
And I'm gonna
like, out of all the ways that you can phrase it, you chose those words, like, in that order.
You just didn't have to, though.
Because I just want to fit in, that's why.
Yeah.
I want to fit in with Marin County. And they're very Aryan up there.
People said they heard the crash.
Dude, it was loud. It sounded violent.
I don't understand how it happened. Hold on.
Get in there.
It was 2 cars going like this. One of them wanted to go this way, but he turned way too early and hit the butt of the second car. See what I'm saying?
He turned too early and hit the butt. So yeah, he just.
But
yeah.
How do you make that mistake?
Because, like, you're stupid and not paying attention.
It's fine. I'm going to start going, nope, I hit this car.
I saw someone drive into oncoming traffic on Van Ness. Like, literally, there was like two or three cars ahead of me.
I feel like I've seen that.
There's a left-hand turn that's green, but it says yield until there's an arrow. And this person, I think it was a female driver, I think she just literally was like, oh, it's green, and just started going and fucking plowed into someone. Just punted him.
Jeez.
And I'm like,
life's scary,
how did you not?
Man.
Do you? There's only one way you got to look, right? And if there's 15 cars coming, you don't go. That's how it works. You just don't go. And then the other car accident I saw was, I think the guy was just not paying attention and ran a red light and fucking T-boned someone. And when he T-boned him, he pushed him into the other, like, the catty corner of where the thing was. And I was just like, Jesus. People, like, coming out of it, like, it was fucking Vietnam. It was,
damn.
Like, all the airbags had deployed. People were like, what the fuck was going on?
That's scary as fuck, man. Recently, I want to say, like, a month or two ago, me and Gio went out to dinner, and I was trying to find parking. It was nighttime, downtown area. And downtown can be kind of weird with the one-ways and all this stuff. And I was trying to change where I was. I was on one side of the street, and I was trying to go on the other side of the street to park, and because there was more parking over there. So I did a U-turn.
Yeah.
May or may not have been illegal. Actually, probably. I know for a fact it was illegal.
Definitely illegal.
Because as I start going, I realize I'm going the wrong way on a one-way street, and there is a lot of cars coming towards me. And me and Gia were like, this is it. We're going to die. Fuck. But then I was able to pull over in time, and it was all Gucci.
There's always, like, maybe once every 4 months, I would say I see that one out of towner who doesn't understand how one way streets work, and he's just parked, looking at everyone as they're passing him by with a terrified, dude, look on his face.
There's that moment where you're like, what am I gonna do here? Like, the only way out
is through.
You
gotta go through. Punch it, Chewy. In other housekeeping news, kindoffunny.com/tickets are where you get rickets. I don't know that. I just thought they would rhyme, but they don't.
They did rhyme.
That's a bad thing.
You nailed the rhyme.
Right. Kevin, bring this up. Bring up the Kind of Funny ticket site. Tickets. There it is right there. Prom, June 30th. This is going to be the event to be at. They call it the Met Gala of Nerd Functions. That's what they call
it.
And right
now,
you can get a ticket for $60. Let me tell you something right now. That is till April 30th. You have 7 days. After that, anyone who buys tickets after that, I'm going to make fun of. Because you're done fucked up. You could have saved yourself $10, and that right there is not one, not two, but 3 Starbucks venti iced coffees.
That is not true.
That is 100% not true. That's not how math works. It is 2.5 venti iced coffees.
Yes.
I thought they were $2.45. They're not. They're $3.45. It's terrible. It's a waste of money. That's why I've stopped buying them for good. Never going to Starbucks again.
Never again. Big Scarpito.
Went twice
yesterday.
Put it
on the books.
Went twice yesterday.
Oh, man.
We are having some issues with the store, by the way. Kevin, can you bring up kindoffunny.com/store? Some people were asking about this. Every item is marked as sold out. They are, can we talk about this? We can talk about this, right?
I don't remember what the final thing was. But
we're working on it.
We're working on it. There's been some issues with the RT store stuff. So the idea here is while they're figuring those out, and they should be figured out soon. So
very shortly.
You guys can pre-order this stuff. So it's like you can go in and there's like an email and notify me. So if you want the products, you can still add to cart and do the thing.
You can still buy the hoodie.
The hoodie is still available.
Great.
So that's great.
Fantastic.
Hey, I think these must have just been restocked.
That's my guess. Yeah, so anyway, we're working on that. We're aware of it. We'll keep you guys updated on that. Thursday of this week.
Seems really cheap.
For the kind of casual shirt? I love that shirt.
This is final sale. Once these are gone, they're gone forever.
I have that shirt. I thought about wearing that shirt today. It's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, kind of funny shirts we have. I saw that I thought this. I was like, I'm going to be a little more subdued for Monday. I got to go to a park later today.
Yeah.
I don't want to scream at people with my shirt.
I got to go to a park.
I do. They're having a... I gotta go to a park later. Oh shit, I totally forgot to put something on the calendar. I'll be at Milk Bar tomorrow night doing a showcase if anyone local in the Bay Area wants to stop by. I believe the thing starts at 8 p.m. Check my social feeds, but Milk Bar up in the Upper Haight. I'll be there. I might need Kevin to come film that too, because I want to film my set this time.
Okay.
One of y'all. We'll figure it out.
What day is that?
Tomorrow. Oh, okay. 8 o'clock.
I cannot.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. Trying to book more showcases so I can get out in front of real crowds, because the open mic circuit's starting to kill my soul. Just kill it. Just stomp it out like a fucking... What are those stupid little bugs that look like kind of small centipedes? Little silver bugs or what? Silver...
Millipedes.
No, the silverfish? What are they called?
Silverfish. Let's go with silverfish.
The little ones that look like...
I think silverfish is right. Or roly-polies. Really? Yeah, silverfish.
Roly-polies.
Fish that are out of water?
No, it's not...
I don't know. Anyway, it's starting to kill me. There you go. So, Infinity War, this Thursday. Holy Mother and Jesus and Mary. I'm so excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Not the least of which is because this weekend, if you guys did your homework, you also watched Thor Ragnarok, like I almost forgot to do, but then remembered on Sunday night at 10 o'clock, 10:30, if I'm being 100% honest.
The sirens are...
I'm guessing that's for the accident that... Nope, they're gone.
They don't care about the car accident
that's probably still out there. Someone's hemorrhaging blood. The cops in this city don't give a shit.
The people are fine.
Cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs want to burn my house down. You know what I mean?
No.
Tim.
Did you rehearse that?
No, I just... That's the only lyric I know from that song. These pigs want to burn my house down.
I'm unfamiliar.
Well, that's what it is. We are going to be talking Thor Ragnarok later today, so if you guys watched that over the weekend, that will be live on youtube.com/kindoffunny tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. And then Infinity War, some people were asking, hey, Nick, when does that go live? Do we have to wait? Is that going to be like, no, we're going to put that up ASAP.
Yeah, we're watching it at 7 p.m. on Thursday, and then we're going to come back and do the record and immediately get that thing up. So Thursday night, our review will be live. Our review and ranking. The final MCU in review. For now. Because Ant-Man and the Wasp coming out a couple weeks
There's
later.
Like 8 more movies coming out.
Yeah.
So we're going to be good. What are we going to do afterward?
We're figuring it out.
We're
going to announce what we're going to do afterward in the last episode. Now, you might be thinking, oh, is Infinity War going to be the last episode? No. There will be an episode after that. So next week, we're going to do the official definitive ranking of the MCU episode, where we go through where the rankings lie. Then we are individually going to give our personal list as well.
Okay.
And then
I like this.
And then also, for like, because that's not going to be too much of a...
So we can write the egregious wrong of putting Winter Soldier at number 2 or wherever it's at right
now.
Egregious.
Okay.
Egregious. Iron Man's number
3
on my list
right now.
Is it still Iron Man in your mind? Okay,
no,
good.
Not even close.
Good.
Dude, I will say this. Tim gave me a lot of shit for when I did this half-cocked topic on GOG where I was like, let's rank the event. And he was like, you're a fucking asshole, because he was gone that day.
Yeah.
And maybe part of me, just a little shitty part of me, did it just to like, we had fun without him.
Yeah.
I think I ranked Iron Man and Avengers like number 1, number 2. I can't say with all confidence that would be the case.
Yes.
Watching all of them back-to-back, it's difficult to make a case for that. I want it because I love the originals. I love the ones that started it all. But man, watching Thor Ragnarok last night, I was like, look where we've come.
Totally, man.
Look where we have arrived.
That's
where it's at. My God.
But so yeah, we're going to do an episode giving our rankings, and we're also going to, it'll be like an award show where I want to have discussions about best fight, best couple, best character.
Should we give, should we send trophies to Robert Downey Jr.?
If he wins something.
Okay, cool.
Spoilers, he's gonna win something.
I forgot to do it too. It doesn't matter.
Shit.
But speaking of people who should get trophies but are probably gonna get cupcakes later today, Kevin, bring this up. It's not looking good for Barb. It's over, right? Is this done?
Yeah, I think
refresh this. I think it's done. Let's see. The kind of funny best friend tournament.
Final results.
Final results.
60-40
by a mile.
Almost 50,000 votes.
50,000 votes.
Y'all came out in droves.
I want everyone to know that we have a very energized, very amazing community out there who will completely waste 15 seconds of their time picking between two wonderful human beings. And I can say, in this, as in most things in life, there are no wrong choices. There are just choices. What's that?
It should have been DiGiorno.
DiGiorno put the work in.
DiGiorno put the work in, but If I'm being 100% honest, Barb and Elise are two of the best human beings on this planet. And I know that they're probably both mortified by this. So congratulations to Elise. Barb, we love you as well. That is it for the inaugural Kind of Funny Best Friend of the Show. Should have been March, maybe April. Next year, maybe we'll do it at the beginning of the year. Who the hell knows if we're ever going to do this dumb joke again. But congrats to Elise. Please send your sweet, nasty love to both of them. Leave out the nasty part. Just send love to Barb and Elise and everyone that was a part. And make it a little nasty. So you know what? Send congratulations and words of condolences to Barb and Elise, respectively. And then send some nasty love to DiGiorno.
Yeah. DiGiorno deserves that nasty love.
DiGiorno is that nasty love that after you got sweaty, you're like, let's pop into DiGiorno pizza.
Let's fucking go.
It's been a sweaty weekend. I'm not saying what you were doing. You fill in the blank with what you may or may not have been doing this weekend. But just know that there's a DiGiorno's pizza pie at the end of that rainbow for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve the nastiness. I'll tell you what, I think we made them number one in the country with this poll.
DiGiorno?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they were before, but I think DiGiorno is now, because of us, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a metric that we can report on, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. DiGiorno number one, because us.
Number one, DiGiorno.
And you're number one in our hearts, DiGiorno. Okay, Kev, that's it for housekeeping. Now it's time for the news. Wait, do we not have a graphic for that?
You keep every weekend, you're like, I'm going to make more graphics.
Here's the thing, I don't have time. I'm putting this out to the community right now. Community, this is your chance. Make a dope-ass news intro for us. Give it to us. Make sure there's green at the beginning and end so Kevin can, like, it can cut, you know, overlay over the footage, just like the housekeeping thing. And we're going to run a competition. Whoever wins, we're just going to use your work.
Shit.
And that's it.
Do you have any, like...
But we'll give you a shout-out every here and then. Who's the guy that did the housekeeping thing?
I have it written down.
We're going to shout you out tomorrow. Make sure we pick that up, because that housekeeping thing is amazing. It does need to be a little shorter, though.
It does need to be a little shorter.
I think we should shorten it to the jerk-you-off part we should take out.
And then, like, what type of hotel is this?
Do you want just that part?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to go the opposite, where it's like we take the jerk-off part, because we never say gross stuff like that on this show.
Real quick, Nick.
I don't know, man.
All right.
It was AJ Meadows who did it.
AJ Meadows.
Shout out to AJ Meadows. That thing is amazing. But now, AJ Meadows, here's what we're going to need. A shortened version of that, where it's just like... Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off? What kind of a hotel is this? And then it goes, that's
We should limit, like, anyone that sends in one of these, we should probably try to keep them around.
10 seconds.
5 seconds.
5 to 10 seconds. That's all we need.
Yeah.
You guys don't need to go nuts. But have fun with news.
Make them fun.
And if you want to steal something from, like, Anchorman or any other show that might get us sued one day, feel free. Because you know what we do here? This is the fucking Wiggity Wild Wild West. This is the Will Smith Wiggity Wild Wild West.
I listened to Despacito on my way here today.
That song is just special.
It is special.
It's so good.
Yeah.
There's just things that you're like, yeah, they deserve 8 billion views
on
YouTube.
8 fucking billion views. How many views is that, Kev?
I need a
Despacito count.
What were we saying?
Despacito.
I'll check it right now. Vivo Despacito. Vivo Despacito.
You're the only person in the world that would type Vivo into the YouTube search.
I want the... Shut up! Shut up, Peanut Gallery! It's got 5 billion views on the Louis Fonzi official channel.
Man, that straight up just says 5B.
Yeah, 5B. It's like, you know you're baller as fuck when you're in an apartment, you know? A 5B? 5A? Jesus
Man.
Christ. Yeah, good for him. Now, here's my question. Do you think he's making fucking money? Do you think he's touring like a motherfucker and he's just cashing in on this song right now?
I don't know, man. I feel like it's like the YouTube money alone is probably...
I don't think that is that good. I mean, I feel like when you've got...
5 billion views?
That's like $200 in YouTube ad rev.
No.
That's enough for like some Tostitos chips and like a DiGiorno pizza. But Louis Fonzi's not living life legendary off that.
Louis Fonzi.
Are you guys getting ads?
What's that?
When you go on it, do you get an ad?
I don't know. Let's click on it. Let's see.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I haven't gotten any.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an ad.
Okay, cool.
Right now, hold on. Get out of the fucking way! I gotta refresh this. I wanna know, is that... Over under, do you think that's Maria Menounos?
Maria Menounos? No, why would it be?
I don't know.
It looks like her.
It looks like her shoulders.
Oh, we'll never know.
No, we'll never know. Hold on, I'm gonna do
it
again.
Dude, shout out to Maria Menounos, man.
No, like, no.
Yeah,
no shout out to Maria Menounos.
She is everywhere.
She annoys the shit out of me in the pre-movie stuff.
In the movie, she's pushing? With her fucking
wig. She has those weird Lady Gaga shoulder pads that she wears.
Don't tell me she has a wig.
No, she's not wearing a wig, but there were some wigs.
She does got them shoulder pads.
I do want to say there were a couple wigs in, I'm happy to report there were some wigs in Thor Ragnarok, which we will be talking about.
We will
also be doing the podcast from the podcast from the podcast called Rank Those Abs, because holy sweet mother of God, I think we have a new number one.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Jesus fuck yes. Did you see what that one shot? Like, it was so good that you could tell they were like, immediately put the armor on for two reasons. One, it's distracting. It's just bull-faced shot.
No one's listening anymore.
If we have to have you come back the next day, the abs won't match. Mm. Like, if you eat one piece of bread, you will not have this definition in your abs anymore. Good God. It woke me up last night. I was tired, and I saw him, and I was like, geez Louise, Chris Hemsworth.
To the
put
extremes,
a fucking shirt on.
To the extreme says Thor Wignarok.
There were some wigs. So we will be wigging out today on the podcast. It's going to be fun. And Andy hopefully will remember the theme songs to all of these, because it's going to be good. There was also some really bad hair extensions in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is the more egregious of the offenses. Loki's hair extensions? Greasy. Not good. All right, let's go into some news. Don't judge me. Don't you fucking judge me, sir. I see shit, right? I see dead people.
Yeah.
Kev, actually, bring up the. I want to read this Kevin Feige on James Cameron news first from Vulture. I put that in the top of the doc.
Top of the doc.
This is from Vulture. James Cameron got into some shit over the weekend. We're talking shit about Avengers,
mm-hmm.
and Kevin Feige was like, "Not in my house."
Not in my house, sir.
Sir, James.
But
Cameron,
he said it in the best way possible.
Because he's fucking Kevin Feige, and he's like a billionaire at this point. Mm-hmm. No, he's probably one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful guy in Hollywood right now. He's the Mike Ovitz of Hollywood. And Mike Ovitz was actually the Mike Ovitz of Hollywood, but it's fine. It's a random reference to CAA. James Cameron used to be our most reliable purveyor of biggest films ever made, but after the director of Titanic and Avenger started talking taking a longer hiatus between projects, because he was like going to the fucking bottom of the ocean, which is a dope documentary, by the way, but it's weird as shit that he wanted to do that.
Titanic, bro.
Anyway, it fell to Marvel Studios to consistently generate billion-dollar blockbusters. By that measure, Marvel Studios head Kevin Feige may be the newest king of the world. And when Cameron was interviewed this past Saturday, he had some choice words about the comic book movies that now dominate the multiplex. Quote, "I'm hoping we're going to start seeing Avengers fatigue," Cameron said. After a Los Angeles press conference this afternoon, Avengers Infinity War, I sat down with Feige to ask him about Cameron's comments. Feige claimed he had only heard them for the first time that day and not in full, so I read them to him. Quote, "There are other stories to tell," I said, quoting Cameron. "Besides, you know, what is that?
This article
hypo-gondal
is really...
males?
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just fucking add the quotes.
I don't know,
this.
It's very well. Hypogondos is very, I continue, hypogondal males without families doing death-defying things for 2 hours, wrecking cities in the process. Feige sat... processing the quote, I noted that Cameron prefaced his comments by saying, quote, "It's not that I don't love the movies, it's just, come on, guys. He loves the movies," Feige said, a knowing grin spreading on his face. He stood up, pumping his arms. "That's awesome. Wow, James Cameron loves our movies. That's exciting."
Fucking the best way to handle that. Take the one positive thing and just run with it. Fuck the negatives. Who gives a shit? Pump out those Avatar sequels and we'll see what happens.
Here's the thing about this. Cameron's not... necessarily, I mean, he's entitled to his own opinion. He's James Cameron. He's one of the most prolific, if not one of the like top five best directors of all time, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, of course, a guy that wants to tell stories like he has told over the years, he's told a myriad of stories, including Titanic. You know, when you range from Titanic to Terminator to Aliens to Avatar, I mean, you're getting a lot of variants in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at the end of the day, Kevin Feige knows what he's making. Mm-hmm. He knows he's putting out a consistently good product.
Yeah.
Sometimes great, sometimes Ant-Man.
Thor Dark World.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, well, you know what I mean? Like, I would say overall, Ant-Man is like the mark of good. Good Marvel movie. Entertaining.
I'd say that's Age of Ultron. I'd say Ant-Man is...
I think Age of Ultron is a little lower than that. We're getting into the weeds here. What I'm saying is Kevin Feige is not fucking around. He knows what he's making. He knows he's not angling for an Academy Award with us. He doesn't want to be the first person ever to be like, we're going to make The Dark Knight, it's going to get another Academy. Here's what we're making. Here's what Kevin Feige is making. Can you hear this audio, listeners? This is Feige and Marvel fucking cashing in that Skrilla. They're shredding that cheddar right now. That's what they're making. Cameron's just, you know, what are you gonna do? Go make Avatar, bro.
Yeah, go make
Why don't
more
you come
Avatar.
Out? You can have your opinion because you made Aliens.
No,
that's
but here's
cool,
the thing. He can have
us,
his opinions, but his opinions fucking suck. This is not the first time that he's come out and said some bullshit. He tweeted saying Terminator Genisys is a great movie. Like, go watch it. And it's like, you are a fucking shill, my friend.
Terminator Genesis, he probably has never even seen it, A. And B.
That's what I'm saying, though. His opinion on these things, he probably hasn't seen these either.
Again, I think this is, honestly, backing up a couple hundred paces, this is a random quote that James Cameron probably said in passing to a PR, or like to a press outlet. Mm-hmm. And they just picked it up and ran with it. We're making mountains out of molehills on this. But it does beg the question of, like, do you see ever a future where there will be a superhero fatigue? And my personal opinion on that is, if we were, I think we would have seen it come already.
We've talked on the Game Over Grading Show about superhero fatigue for the past 17 years.
Yeah, at least.
I think we're fine.
I think it's here to stay, Cameron.
Now, what's interesting is another news story that that we don't need to pull up. I can just give you the gist of it. That kind of addresses this in a way. Kevin Feige again came out and said MCU or Marvel will not be at Hall H at Comic-Con.
Really?
Yeah, nothing this to show. Because they want to give Infinity War some time to chill. By that point, Ant-Man and the Wasp will already have been out. So Captain Marvel and then Avengers 4, whatever it's going to be, would be the only things that they would be promoting. So they're not going to do that. They're going to do their own thing. Or they didn't say they're going to do their own thing. We don't know when that stuff's going to happen. Mm. But he did say that they are making an effort to not announce movies post Avengers 4 until the movie comes out.
Until it comes out.
And then I imagine they'll do something like they did for Phase 3.
I read another article talking about how they want the first movie after Avengers 4 to be Spider-Man, to come back and ground it in the world. Did you hear about this?
Well, I mean, that's...
That's been announced, right? Yeah. Talking about the next one right afterwards is going to be Spider-Man.
The next Spider-Man. We're supposedly going to get a title for it in the next couple weeks. It started shooting in London. I think that gets complicated because of Sony. Mm. I don't think Spider-Man would be placed where it is if it wasn't for
Sony's Sony's involvement.
Yeah, exactly.
We need this, dog. So. We got to pay our rent. We got alimony. We got child support. We need this shit, dog. And Marvel's just like, hey, man, it's cool. Let us buy you. Disney's just like, let us have you. It's fine. We are headed for a beautiful, beautiful point where Disney just owns everything. And then I will complain that there's too much Disney shit.
Yeah.
That's what will happen. I will have fully supported it. Mm-hmm. And then I will complain that they're just making cookie cutter movies. Mm-hmm. And then I will see all of them.
And then and 10 years later, we're going to do a retrospective where we go back and you're going to be like, you know what? Not that bad.
Right? Sometimes with age comes wisdom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Will I go back probably at some point, watch Daddy's Home Again and rejudge that movie? No, because it's perfect right here. It's perfect, perfect right in my brain. Right now, it's a beautiful snowflake that's just sitting right in my noggin. Okay, well, not much of a story there, but fun to talk about nonetheless. This is another interesting story, though, coming up over on THR, The Hollywood Reporter. Says, MoviePass poll, subscribers see far more films. Many go alone in midweek. Exclusive. Don't know why this needs to be exclusive, but the first major poll of MoviePass subscribers comes to an indisputable conclusion. The monthly subscription service is dramatically changing movie-going habits for the better at a time when theater owners and Hollywood studios are hard-pressed to stem the continued downtick in cinema audiences. I think there was a story a couple months ago saying that, like, movies were down all-time low for, like, the last however many years. So that makes sense.
Years or something like
it
that,
was,
right?
It was brutal. I mean, they're still making money because of inflation, but... That's what it goes. An exclusive survey conducted by National Research Group. Fake ass fucking group. That's not a real place. The Hollywood Reporter found that 83% of MoviePass patrons who can pay as little as $6.95 a month. That sounds like a great deal. I should think about that. To see one film a day are more satisfied with MoviePass than any other subscription service, think Netflix, and are seeing more movies than they did previously, as well as more diverse offerings. On average, subscribers have taken 6 more trips to the cinema in the past 6 months than non-subscribers, while they are twice as likely to go on opening weekend. And nearly half of MoviePass customers say they are now willing to take a trip to the theaters alone, while a hefty number, 42%, happily go midweek. You guys do this all the time. You guys go midweek, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you should get MoviePass, man.
You should get MoviePass 100%.
I'm waiting until MoviePass is the only thing I can get. Until theaters go, you can't buy tickets here anymore.
You're waiting until MoviePass announces that it's not doing well financially and it needs to raise its prices 20%.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, now I should get on
board. Now's the time.
Now's the tipping point. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair for me. That is fair for me.
You paid for Super Troopers 2.
Not only did I pay for Super Troopers 2, I paid $13.50 for Super Troopers 2, plus a $1.50 convenient fee from Fandango, because I was worried the movie was going to be sold out. which was absurd. Then I also factored in the fact that I gave them $10 as a backer on whatever their GoFundMe or Kickstarter was.
Yeah,
Indiegogo. I paid $25.
You did.
To watch Super Troopers. And I laughed at a fucking bear in a shitter. That was the funniest part of that movie.
Can you please? I want to know how Super Troopers 2 did at the box office.
I'm going to say
I'll look up the numbers.
I'm going to say not well.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to say not well.
I don't know, man. I was out this weekend, a whole bunch of people talking about it that I was with.
Really?
People I did not expect.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Super Troopers has that fan
penetration.
Base.
It's got the penetration.
Which is interesting because Super Troopers 1 didn't do well in the box office at all, but it became a cult hit.
It can't have cost that much for them to do that movie, though.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're probably talking $3-4 million.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I'm sure it's made its money.
They made their first movie for like $60K.
Where are we at here, Kev? Pull this
number
up.
Number 4.
Super Troopers, number 4 at the box office, $14,700,000. $700,000.
That's pretty good, man.
That's not bad considering they kickstarted it.
Yeah. Good for them.
And don't have to pay back most of their investors. So good for them. Those guys just bought Lambos.
They beat Truth or Dare. That's pretty exciting.
That is good.
Is that? Yeah. But they did not beat I Feel Pretty, which opened at $16,220,000.
How close it was is shocking.
Yeah.
Especially since Amy Schumer is a huge star and no one remembers. Name one person in Super Troopers. What are their names? Jay Chodahaskar.
Mm-hmm.
Chodahandaskar.
Kevin Heffernan. And Steve Lemmy.
Is that what their names are?
Yeah.
Look at that production.
Oh my God. What the fuck did they spend $32 million on for I Feel Pretty? How much of that went into Schumer's pocket?
Oh, that's pretty high, too. Though.
Oh,
yeah,
shit. $13.5 million budget for that?
Interesting.
For Super Troopers 2?
Like, who gets these numbers? Like, who writes finds these numbers out?
I don't actually know because I don't think the studios actually report accurately what they spent on them.
Mm-hmm.
A large portion of the time, I think they have to accumulate the numbers, but I could be wrong. 13.5, that means they have to make probably three times that much for this movie to be considered profitable.
And, for the first week, getting 14, like, being number 4 is not a bad spot.
It's not bad, but I'm going to go on a limb and say drastically going to fall off next week.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I do recommend Infinity War. Watch it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to suck up a lot of... I mean, it's also Super Troopers. You have to think, diehard fans, go week one. Everyone else is like, what is this movie?
I don't know, man. I think it's going to be word of mouth.
I mean, they are. The poster is pretty amazing. They're riding a giant eagle, a bald eagle, with an American flag, so... That gets me on board because, you know, I am unabashedly American.
Mm-hmm.
I am very American.
Yeah, I've often said that about you.
I did see someone in the comments. I forget who. I think it was in the comments of our review on Friday who was like, it's pretty much just one Canada joke, like one long Canada joke.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't live in the bordering towns, or like the bordering states to Canada, you won't get them. And I'm like, what's there to get?
Yeah.
We're better than Canada.
Yeah, no, that's the so joke. True.
Well, it's not
how
a joke.
Hard
that's
is
not...
it to get your head wrapped around America?
It's not a joke.
People.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a joke if you're Canadian.
It's a joke when they're making fun of them. Will Sasso's there.
Dude, I'm sorry.
So fucking
the Will Sasso shit fucking demolished me. I am such.
He just looks so much.
He was like the only person I followed on Vine.
The thing about Super Troopers 2 is there's lowbrow humor for everybody.
Oh,
if you like shitty Will Sasso jokes, you get it. If you like poop jokes,
it is the lowest brow humor you will ever. And it got me. I'm not going to lie. I think people are out there. I'm going to spoil one part for it. There's a part where Farva gets chased into a porta potty by a bear. And then he tries to close the door, and the bear punks his fucking face and goes, arr! I died. I lost it. I was like, that's it. This movie's terrible, and I'm laughing at parts of it. That's where we're at as a society. What's this, A Quiet Place?
I was just looking at how much it cost according to this thing, and they're saying $17 million.
And it's grossed 132.
So that's a success.
Give John Krasinski more money.
Yeah.
Let him direct the next thing.
Good I still haven't seen it, man.
I haven't seen it either. It looks really scary.
Yeah.
I feel like I should see it with Kevin so we can snap.
I love
the
that it's only
time.
An hour and 35 minutes.
Movie pass, bro.
Like, let's get in, let's get out.
Well, how long, how much longer does it need to be?
Every
really?
Fucking movie's like 2 hours.
It's too long. Even fucking Marvel movies are too long.
Dude,
I yearn for the days in the 80s where movies were 90 minutes.
I like the Marvel movies being as long as they are because to me, those are events. I gotta look at the MCU. I look at any of these superhero movies as any time there's a cinematic universe, it's like a TV series, mm-hmm. TV season. It just keeps going. It's episodic. So I want as much as I can get.
Sure.
But for just a fucking one-off movie, it's like, nah, man. Wait, are you kidding me?
Nope.
That's
Kevin,
crazy.
Bring this up. The Truth or Dare budget was $3.5 million, and it has reportedly grossed worldwide $38 million. These are why horror movies
$30 million.
No, I'm just looking at the worldwide total. $38 million down there. The domestic's $30 million. plus four and a 7.9, so 38 worldwide. That's a pretty fucking great return on your investment for
$3.5 million.
They
people
do
love
it,
them.
Who's in Truth or Dare? Who is this person?
No one. It's
one of those cast
of
generic hot girl, hot guy.
And they're just like, who are 20-year-old actors we can just put in a movie?
I think that the main girl is becoming a bigger deal. Like she's
really?
On a lot of TV shows.
Well, click into it. Let me see who she is.
No, it's not IMDb.
Yeah, just fine. Can you pull up IMDb?
Yeah, I will.
Let's do that. While you're doing that, Kev, bring up that Ash story for me to take a look at.
Yeah, one second.
There it is. Actually, I'll find it on Variety here. This is from Variety. Ash versus Evil Dead canceled at Starz after 3 seasons. This sucks. I love this show. But I should also, if I like it, probably get Starz and watch it on Starz. Because I didn't do that.
No.
I watched it when it was free on Amazon Prime, and so that sucks. So maybe I should put my money where my mouth is.
Okay, hold on. There's some breaking news.
Shut my mouth.
That we're going to need to look at right now. Can you please go to deadline.com, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jesus. What are we looking at?
And type in Fast and Furious into the thing.
I don't like this.
No, this is fantastic. All right, that's not working. I hate search engines.
We just read it.
Fast and Furious animated series set at Netflix based on Universal Movies has deal with DreamWorks Animation TV expands. This comes from Rudy in the chat. As an animated Fast and Furious series is headed to Netflix. It's the first series in expansion of an ongoing multi-year deal between Netflix and DreamWorks for original animated kids and family programming. Fuck yeah.
That's awesome. Do you think that Vin Diesel is going to lend his amazing voice talents to this?
With my family. In the Fast and Furious animated series, teenager Tony Toretto follows in the footsteps of his cousin Dom when he and his friends are recruited by a government agency to infiltrate an elite racing league service, serving as front for a nefarious crime organization bent on world domination.
No. Let's just focus on Calvin and Hobbes or what the spinoffs. What's the spinoff? Hobbes and Swanson? Hobbes and
Shaw.
Man,
I wanted it to just be like Tokyo Stories, and it's just what Han did.
That would have been dope. What if they did like a hardcore anime of like Tokyo Stories? That would be
shit. That'd be awesome. Hey, I'm in, dude. More Fast and Furious.
That would
run
be
it in the ground.
Yeah, why not?
After 7, it's all fucking downhill. That's fine.
Look, the fact of the matter is, I went back. Netflix has very seldom steered me wrong, right? I went back recently and finished Jessica Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Entertaining. Something to do when I want to just zone out. Watch some people punch some stuff. So we'll see.
They've been putting up a lot of really bad movies. Like Netflix original movies.
No, they've been putting up a lot of movies that look like they're bad YouTube movies.
It's weird.
Like and I say that and everyone knows what I mean, but let me clarify. Like movies that look like they had no budget and don't know how to make a movie, but they have superstars, like the entire cast of Workaholics.
Well, that is true.
You know,
that
like those guys have two movies. Like Adam Devine has two movies right now, and I'm like,
and they're both fucking trash.
Who in the fuck let you make these movies? Yeah. Why are they bad? There's another movie with fucking Chris Rock and Adam Sandler that looks terrible.
Yeah.
And why I say, by the way, I don't mean looks terrible from a content perspective. I mean the physical look of the movie looks like they shot it on one of our cameras. Like they don't know. Like they got a DP who's like, just put the camera on. Let's see what happens.
iPhone, dude. They have cameras, right?
Yeah, the iPhone. You should film on iPhone. We got Rock, man. We got Rock and Sandler. This is gonna sell it. Weird. I'll tell you what else looks not great. Kevin, let's bring this up. I thought this movie came out already. Skyscraper, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
July 13th.
How many movies does he have coming out every fucking year? Three?
I don't know, man.
Four?
Yeah, it must be.
I would talk shit to The Rock if not for two things. One, he's The Rock and he'll kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And two, evidently Jumanji was really good.
Jumanji was so good.
Almost watched it this weekend.
You should.
You'll
enjoy it.
We were watching Bosch on Amazon Prime, and it is fucking great. Great. Arguably one of the best shows you can stream.
Hey, who here's watching Bosch?
No, because I remember it was Makuga. Makuga was watching Bosch because we're the same human being.
Yeah.
We have the same dick and the same parents.
I'm saying that.
Well, whatever. I've heard it both ways. Next poster.
What the fuck
is this? I have no idea, but I saw this poster and this is, I guess, a real thing.
All right.
This looks
like a joke.
James Franco. I can't even see that. Suki Waterhouse.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wahlberg. Margarita Laviva.
Snoop Dogg.
George Lewis Jr.,
Lucy Cliff Liu.
Method Man Smith.
Yeah, Method Man's in it. And Mila Jovovich.
Oh my God.
And this is called Future World, and I hope it's a joke. Chat.
It's closer than you think.
Its tagline is off.
But it's not, but that's the what I love about that. No suspense created of that. It's closer than you think. Still not here.
Yeah.
Just want you to know, still not the future, a reality.
The future will never be here.
This looks like it just looks like Burning Man.
Yeah, it looks like Burning Man.
I just hope it's Burning Man.
I would not be surprised if it was like, it takes place and you find out, oh no, it's actually like a month-long Burning Man. That
like Lauren Lanning's in the background.
He's like, hey guys, I'm glad you made it. Come into my trailer. And you step in there and it's a fucking quantum zone. You're like, how are we in an alternate reality, Lauren? Jesus. God bless Lauren Lanning. All right, let's talk some Westworld. The Westworld season 2 premiere was last night. Did you watch it?
No.
Did I watch it?
No.
Kev, did you watch it?
No.
Well, all right. Chat, let us know if you watched it. We're gonna go into a little spoiler-free impressions piece with none of us because none of us watched it, but Andrea did, and—
Well, no, it's not spoiler-free, it's gonna be full spoiler.
We're gonna go, well, I mean, I don't want it spoiled.
But then we're gonna need to walk off. What's the point of doing this?
I want impressions. I want, should I watch this? Fine, spoilerific, who cares? Andrea!
Should I put the spoilers bro up?
Yeah, put the spoilers bro up. And we're also gonna bring in our, the person who knows most about Westerns, the man from the RGV, Mr. Andy Cortez will be coming in at some point. There he is. Andy Cortez, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That's okay. That's okay. There he is. All right.
Wearing here we go, guys.
Wearing the vaquero hat.
There you go.
You just pin it to your shirt. You don't have to go
let's
under your
talk.
Pants.
Let's talk Westworld, everybody.
Can you send Andrea in here as well? I want to get her opinions on it.
Let's.
I'm not leaving for spoilers.
Let's talk Westworld, guys.
Tim's got shit to do.
What questions you got for me, Nick?
I want. Well, we'll wait for Andrea to finish her power call so she can grace us with her presence.
Sure. Kev?
Yep.
What is this clip that you've pulled up, Kev?
Oh, that's from the tips. We'll get to it later.
All right. Yeah, come on. All right, so here's my question for you guys.
Andrea watched it too.
Yeah, Andrea watched it as well.
Okay.
I'm at a tipping point right now.
Okay.
Where I'm like, do I want to watch this or do I want to just let it queue up and maybe watch them all when they're done?
I feel like if you wait, there's definitely going to get spoiled for you.
Is there spoiler stuff in this? We put up the spoiler bro thing. You guys can ruin this episode for me if you want.
I don't.
There are some things that we all sort of saw coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Later on in the episode, they discover a dead tiger robot.
A tiger robot.
And they're like, how the fuck did this get all the way out here? Showing that there are, aside from Westworld, there's going to be this samurai world.
Jurassic Park?
Samurai World.
Yeah, they said Part 6 specifically.
Oh,
yeah.
So there's more. Okay.
Yes.
Wait, they alluded to that last season, didn't they? Wasn't there some others like...
You could see Samurai.
Samurai stuff, right. Shogun World that everyone keeps talking about.
Yeah, that's Shogun right, World, right. Yeah, not Samurai.
They did that at the end, right? At the end of the thing, she like goes into the other territory and they're like building a samurai or something.
I think like the camera pans by and in the background you see Shogun armor and stuff like that. Or you see samurai robots or whatever.
Dope.
This episode... Whew, it was hard staying awake.
Was it boring?
I was very tired.
Oh, I was like, were you bored?
Yeah.
I was very tired, and I think...
Was that the show, or did you just have a long weekend and you
both.
Were sleepy?
I think it's both. I think the problem that I run into with Westworld is that it tries to be, like, too smart for its own good, where, like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, why are they doing that? You know, like, I don't want to, I guess we are in spoiler mode or whatever.
We are in spoiler mode.
They like to fuck around with time a whole lot,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. They like to tell
you. Yeah, we'll spoil the first season, obviously. They had time jumps. There were two characters with the same character. One was young, one was old.
Mm-hmm.
And so you didn't realize that. And I thought that was cool. I thought the payoff was really cool. But it was also spoiled by...
It's all the man in the black hat?
Yeah, but it was also spoiled by the internet for me because I did not see that coming. I was like, oh, this is... And then someone was like, you know, they're probably the same person. I was like, no,
yeah.
Yes, okay.
I made the mistake of being on the subreddit quite a bit.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Ruined me.
Ruined it. Mm-hmm. So they're still fucking around with time in this one?
Well, not so much in the first episode. A little bit, but not really.
Well, Bernard. Right?
Yeah.
The one who ended up, you find out that he is an android. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about his conversations with Dolores?
So, yes. Well, because, okay. With Bernard, the whole episode has, this is Bernard right after the events of season one happened, and then it cuts to this is Bernard several weeks after the events of season one happened. So throughout the episode, we're watching Bernard with, oh God, what's her name? From Thor Ragnarok.
Tessa Thompson.
She's what, the head of the board of directors or whatever?
Correct. She's the one trying to shut the, or not shut the park down. She was the one trying to wrench the control away from Anthony Hopkins.
Exactly.
And then Anthony Hopkins, no more in the show,
he's
right?
Gone.
Gonzo.
Yes.
Gonzo.
Gun Ed Harris shot. Still in it, Dolores though? Shot him.
He's all the way dead. Yeah.
Ed Harris is still in the show.
Sick. Ed Harris is dope. Love him.
So throughout the episode, you are seeing right after the big shootout happens at the end of season one, where all the people who work for the park are dead, essentially. We see exactly what happens like minutes after that, where Bernard and a few other people are hiding, trying not to get killed or whatever, and they're trying to just survive. And then throughout the episode, we suddenly cut to Bernard waking up on a beach, and there's water hitting him, mm-hmm. and there's all these soldiers there. Who are like there to like, you know, sort of take command. They're like, what the fuck are you doing out here? Why are you out on the beach? So we're cutting between their initial escape mm-hmm. and then going forward to Bernard 2 weeks later, whoever knows how many weeks later, because the special ops are there trying to they're trying to figure out what the fuck happened, how he's on this beach or whatever. So we're cutting between a lot of stuff. And in the earlier moment, it's Tessa Thompson and Bernard, I don't know her character's name, but Tessa Thompson and Bernard, mm-hmm. and they are trying to escape, trying to be safe in this world, and they find sort of a safe haven underground, and they go down there, and there's a little line of dialogue slipped, which is easy to forget, but they said, why is Delos collecting customers' data? Like, apparently the big corporation who owns all this has been collecting customers' DNA samples, mm-hmm. and nobody knows why. But that was kind of, like, thrown in there, and he mentioned it, and Tessa Thompson was like, now's not the time for that discussion. We gotta blah, blah,
probably
blah.
Probably because they're going to make, like, clones of people, right? Like, you could, like, have Delos make a host of, like, a loved one that's dead, maybe, or something like that. Yeah.
And you can just keep them in captivity, and
that would be really nice with them. Or, like, you, have a bae that you're, like, super into, and you want two of them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool. So the whole episode is going between these two timelines.
I'm good with one wife.
You're like one base more.
Yeah,
than
one wife is that's good.
We do see that rich snobby dude who was one of the story writers.
Okay.
The sort of snobby English guy. He's just really loud and annoying.
The annoying character from last season. Sure.
Yeah. So he survives, and Maeve, the woman who's like
Danny Newton's character,
Danny Newton.
Tries to bust out of the place, right? She finds him, and he's like, I can help you. You don't have to kill me. Like, I can help you. And she's like, they're gunning down people left and right or whatever. There's a moment where he tries to fucking sell her ass out. Like, all these soldiers come in, and Maeve's like, fucking chill. I'm going to pretend that I'm a real human, right? So she's like, we need help, guys. We need help. There's these robots are everywhere. They're trying to kill us. And she has, like, those cool little fucking, like, P90 little weapons.
Like a little SMG?
Yeah, they look so cool. And then the snobby dude is like, maybe some of the robots are pretending to be humans. And he like kind of eyes at the woman.
She just like chops
the soldiers like look at her or whatever. But then cowboys come in, pat, 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 start shooting.
There's just so many like narrative leaps that I'm having trouble accepting. Like my suspension of disbelief was broken so much during this episode that it left me like kind of angry.
Why is that?
How does Maeve know how to use an SMG? It's not part of her written story anywhere.
Sure. Well, maybe remember she downloaded a lot of shit.
There was that time where she was
herself smarter.
She kept the guys captive.
Who killed all of the people in the headquarters? Like this wasn't just like a couple bodies. It was like hundreds and hundreds of bodies.
Oh, so like when the robots took over from the last they just decimated
it
everyone.
It shows them.
But like the way that they set it up in the finale, it was like four people, right? Yeah. It was like the blonde cowgirl,
the dope tattoo,
the desperado guy,
the hot guy,
Maeve, yes. And then there was like one or two others.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that they showed all of the hosts that were in the underground, like they were in deep storage, they're supposedly all out in the world, like in like this giant battle that happened at the at the party.
Yeah, at that party.
We don't know if some of those were part of this massacre that happened, or if these like four or five people single-handedly took out all of these people, but they were like trained security guards. The whole thing is fishy, and I don't like it.
We see the That's whole building, the headquarters. There are dead people everywhere, Nick. How many of these fucking robots?
It's like thousands of dead people.
They have single shooter revolvers, and all these like security soldiers have like these fucking awesome semi-automatic weapons. Like how? I don't know. It's really confusing.
Well, they are machines, and they are they can aim better than normal humans.
Yeah, sure.
Because they don't think, they just act machines.
Here's
my question for you guys. Is this a show that you're like, does it have the addicting nature that it had season one? Do you're like, I'm looking forward to Sunday? Are you teetering on the line of like, do I need to really watch this as it's happening?
I'd say I'm going to watch it every episode.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because last night I was like, should I watch this? Should I watch Thor instead? And I'm like, I'm just going to watch Thor.
I mean, Ragnarok's better.
I'm definitely going to hang in there. Listen, I hung into The Walking Dead up until this final season. So if I can make it that long.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Listen.
Halfway through the Negan season, I'm like, I think I'm done with it.
And this is only season two. Like, you know, where.
Yeah.
There are. It seems promising that really cool shit is going to happen in this season. With the teases to Shogun World and everything like that. And they do show a preview of, like, you know, how they do sort of a preview of the whole scene. They do show Maeve with, like, a samurai sword. So, like, cool stuff will happen.
Sure.
I am just, like, at the end of this episode, I did feel kind of fairly underwhelmed.
Do you feel like they're going to go... Do you feel like they know where they're going with this? Or do you feel like they're losting this, where they're like, this is a success. We need to go for four more seasons. Let's introduce all these elements. And when they tie up at the end of four or five seasons, it's not going to be gratifying.
I'm not sure because it's incredibly expensive to make.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to... I would be surprised if they could squeeze four more seasons out of the storyline.
I'd assume they have a plan.
Yeah. But like, I hope so.
I just don't like how they took some characters that they defined in a specific way last season... And like 180'd them in the first episode, like Dolores in particular, went from being this one type of character and discovering like who she is to like being like a terrible evil warlord.
Well, remember,
like, I did not like it at all.
Do you remember the mentionings of Wyatt, the character Wyatt in season one? Wyatt is this crazy killer.
He's the one they're all trying to go
he's
after.
He's this crazy murderer. Well, part of Dolores' past character is Wyatt. She has been Wyatt in her past.
Interesting.
Like, in different scenarios where they, like, put her out there. She has been Wyatt before.
Okay.
So, parts of that memory is popping back up.
That's so cool.
So, she's becoming, like, this crazy fucking killer. And they're, like, hanging workers. And, like, she's brutal. She's just headshots left and right.
She's just killing anybody that's alive.
To the point where handsome James Marsden is like, handsome, this is fucked up. Like, what are we doing, you know?
First off, we're forever referring to him as handsome.
He's scared. Even he's worried, yeah.
Well, he's beautiful. He's a beautiful human being. He's got great skin.
The most important thing that we discovered, though, is that this is on an island. And so as long as they just, like...
Because I can't tell if you're fucking with me or not.
No.
Are you serious? Okay.
No, it is. It's on an island.
Really?
Yes. And like
it's a
the
big island.
The theories
is
are...
Is that island called Australia?
Well... Maybe it is Australia. Who knows?
At the end of the episode, you do see like a fuckload of water everywhere, and they're like, "There's no way that Ford, Anthony Hopkins, could have been building this without us knowing how is there all this water here? There's a sea out there, and then they're like, "Oh, there's a whole bunch of hosts in this area. We're reading in our little like radar maps. There's a whole bunch of hosts. Let's go see where they are." And they get there. And all of these fucking robots are just in the water dead. And then it cuts to Bernard and he's like, I killed them all. And you don't know what happened between past Bernard.
Were they trying to swim off the island or what?
Nobody knows.
I don't even know if that was, because that didn't look like it was the edge of the island. It looked like a lake or something.
It was like, I don't know. It's fucking,
maybe
again,
it was.
Confusing for the sake of confusion. They zoomed in on one dead host in the water.
Yeah, naked?
We did see some nudity.
Man, I'm back in.
Full frontal male.
Yeah, really annoying guy, the storybook writer.
Lots of pubes in this show, I'll tell you that right
now. Like, Maeve is like, you need to look like a cowboy. You need to fit in. Fucking strip your clothes off.
Take your pee-pee out.
So he's like taking his clothes off. She's like, no, everything. And he takes it off.
He left the boxer briefs on.
And they're showing butt.
Robots don't wear boxer briefs.
They're showing butt from behind. And I'm like, they're not going to show his dick. Full front dick. I was like, that's a dick.
I'm telling you guys don't remember how many dicks there were in season one. There were a lot.
Remember
when they walked into the sweaty room where they look like they're all melting and there's
a
dick?
Is a stretch. There weren't that many dicks.
There were more dicks in season one of Westworld. There's a lot of boobs and a lot of merkins.
Way more boobs.
A lot of merkins. Way too many merkins for my taste. But there was there were more penises in that in the first season of Westworld than I think in any other HBO show combined.
Yeah, that's
like any cable show combined. There's just a lot. You're just like, that's a dick.
That's probably true.
And I like it because it destigmatizes
dicks. I have to interrupt you to come around the corner and tell you.
Please go. Go ahead and go out there.
Yeah,
and
sorry about that.
Well, that's our.
But real quick though, they did zoom in on one android.
You can stick around
for way too long, and like it's we don't know why.
Okay.
We don't know why.
Well, Stick, why don't you finish the show out with me real quick?
All right.
We'll take some comments in a couple seconds.
Sorry, guys, for talking so long.
Before we go into PS, no, it's fun. This is what I wanted to hear. Do I want, because I'm teetering. I'm like, do I want back into the show or not? Or do I just let it run?
What you said.
What's that?
What you said.
I think I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, it's tickling that part of my brain that's like,
I know
this could be cool.
Yeah.
And last season, I think season one was probably one of the best episodes of episodic storytelling ever made.
Well, see, that's awesome. The problem with this episode. Is like compared to season one, episode one, I think that series opener is one of the best episode ones of any franchise.
Well, they got you tickled, where it's like, who's this, who's handsome James Marsden character?
It could have been
such
a little standalone story. It was so good.
It was so freaking good.
Yeah.
Let's go into some tips real quick, everyone. If you tip us to the $5 above level, we will read that. If you're new to the show, if you're not new to the show, thank you for your returning tip. WingFan191 says, fun clip for the Great Wall. First 30 seconds is all you need. It's all I can think about when you guys cut to and back from the housekeeping segment. Kevin, we'll look at that. Bardificer says, how long until we get a What Happened shirt? I don't know. Well,
there you go.
Justin Ryan Bear says, good morning, party people. Life has been good now that we have God of War. Here's a fun clip and happy Monday.
Oh, is he talking about Andy? What happened? That's what he's talking about.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. Okay. Yeah. What happened? Let me see what's going on here, Kev.
I've seen that
before. Let's start with this one.
All right, give it to me.
All right, here it comes.
Give it to me.
Hey, baby.
That's pretty funny.
That was amazing. Okay.
Movie magic.
Movie magic.
What's all CGI, the next one? The baby wasn't real.
No, baby's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Give me this. What's this?
I've seen this before. It's
good?
It's whatever. It's not that good.
Let's watch it. I'm excited about it.
It goes on a little too long.
You guys kind of jacked, though.
Just him dancing.
All right, we're off this.
Yeah.
You're fired, whoever gave us this clip. Tuss Spot says, good morning. Gave us a nice tip. And been studying for finals, but finally able to watch live. Wanted to say I had a great time at CJ's meetup, seeing new best friends. Tim will remember my small-ass Barbara hoodie. Ignacio Rojas says, guys, found some leaked Spider-Man footage. Don't tell anyone. It's super secret footage.
That's
Kevin, S.H.I.E.L.D. update. Nick, your name update. Ignacio Rojas, you're fired. You're fired. Game Kid Mad City says, Tim, I made something special for you and the KF crew. That's fun.
I like it.
Pass that on to Tim. All right. P.S. I love this best friend. XOXO is your opportunity to nominate someone in the community who feels doing a great job of being a best friend. Go to kindoffunny.com/best friend and fill out that form, just like Robert S. Anderson did. He is shouting out Sancho West and says, hey, guys, do you need help? Tips and tricks for Fortnite Battle Royale? Well, I can't help you, but Sancho West can. He streams regularly on Twitch and has a YouTube channel where he is all about that Fortnite life.
Yeah,
I think that's all there was there. So there you go.
Here's what's really important about Sancho West.
Yeah.
Recently laid off. Mm-hmm. He's going full in on the content stuff.
Yeah.
And he's killing it.
Yeah.
And he's really...
Is that his real name?
No.
That's a dope name. It's like Kanye West, but Sancho West.
I'm in his Twitch
chat. Like a more ethnic version of Kanye West.
And somebody's like, how many Victory Royales? I call them Taco Royales.
Yeah.
How many Taco Royales have you had? He goes, I've had like 4 today and 200 and something in total. Like, what, dude? 200 and what?
Something, yeah.
That's so many wins,
that sounds like
dude.
A lot. It also sounds like you're spending a lot of time playing Fortnite, but good for you.
Yeah, I think it's
you
his
do
main
you.
Game.
Yeah, you do you.
He's really good at it.
Every time you say Sancho West, I the song, the... I don't practice Sancheria, I ain't got no crystal ball. That should be your song, by the way. I ain't practice Sancho West, I ain't got no Fortnite ball. No, I don't know. That's all I got on that. It's Monday.
The song ends right after.
That's it.
I ain't got no Central West. That's it.
That's it. That's all it is. All right, ladies and gents, it is giveaway time each and every day here. If you're watching this show live, you get entered into a chance to win a free game just by being in the Twitch chat. But that's not all. You can also be a subscriber via Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, you get Twitch Prime. Here's your daily reminder. Please give that to someone. If you don't give it to us, give it to someone. I gave mine to Teddy Chinaris. And you know what? He was grateful. I think it made his day. And then I proceeded to ruin that day the next day by saying he was an ingrate. He was just an ingrate.
Wow.
But I gave mine to Teddy Chinaris. Give it to someone. If you want to support us on other platforms, you also get entered to win at the $2 above level on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames or patreon.com/kindoffunny. The $2 above level gets you all the perks of $1, which is when we record the podcast live. You get to watch the pre and post show and ask us questions and just be there for the shenanigans and see what we cut out of the show. Because sometimes we cut some crazy shit out, if you know what I'm talking about. Before we give away the game today, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Hims, a wellness brand for men. And let me tell you, 66% of men lose their hair by age of 35. I noticed that my hair was thinning right around the age of 25. Mid-20s, very hard thing for a mid-20s young buck, virile, good-looking man like myself to deal with.
Sexually fucking ferocious.
Just a beautiful
Adonis
lion walking around Irvine, California. Right. Just
on the prowl.
We're gonna leave that one. We're gonna let that go, and we're gonna go into the rest of the copy here. But if you guys are worried about that, if you guys are noticing thinning, or if you guys are noticing like a bald spot somewhere, or if you notice you're thinking to yourself, it's just not as full as it used to be, well, you can do something about that. And let me tell you, it's probably better to do something about that now, because by the time you notice really a lot of it, it's probably too late. Hims has the solution for that. They're a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you to real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. This is not snake oil. These are all products that I have used before in the past, and I stand by them. The sign-up process is very easy. You go to 4hims.com. You can sign up for their starter kit. They have a great deal on that. We'll get to that in a second. And basically, you take some pictures of your head, submit them, and a real doctor will look at them, along with a very, very lengthy medical form that you fill out to make sure that you are a good candidate to take some of these meds. There's also vitamins that I'm looking forward to taking as far as, you know, for your hair, for skincare, all that stuff.
Biotin.
Yeah, biotin. It's good for you. I had that thing where my throat went super dry for a second there, and I was like,
I'm not kidding you. The vitamin that they send you is the tastiest fucking vitamin I've ever had in my life.
Damn, all right, bruh.
It really is. All right. It just tastes like a gummy. It's so sugary.
I appreciate
and good.
That. Yeah. I appreciate that. Right now, the listeners get a free month. Get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for details. That's right. That is $5 for the trial. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor. Go to hims.com/morningshow. That's forhims.com/morningshow. forhims.com/morningshow to take advantage of that. If you're having a problem, they can help.
Solve it.
Solve it. I was trying to remember a Vanilla Ice lyric there, but I can't.
If you're having a problem, I don't know. Turn off the lights.
And it'll flow.
Oh, flow or glow?
It glow. It's glow.
Oh, okay.
It should have been flow. If I was a friend of Ice back then, I'd be like, yo, it should be flow because you're flowing right now. But he's like, no, turn off the lights and it'll glow. I'm like, you're not going to glow.
Advertising.
You're going to race jet skis later in life. Yeah. Today's winner. Oh, wins, let's see, Reverie on PS3/Vita. Congratulations to Kieran Paul from Kind of Funny Games Patreon. You have won Reverie on PS3/Vita. All right, folks, this is the portion of the show where we dance with you. We go slow dance with you, hand to hand. We just grab you and we leave a little room for Jesus. We also call it the 3 and 3. You can ask us some questions here. Let us know if you have any comments or concerns about what we're doing, or if you want to just give us a compliment, please cue those up in the chat. We'll read those. Andy and I will answer those. Tim is gone. We just don't know where he went, but you look great in that hat, so I'm going to keep you here for a little while. And then after a few questions, we will go and talk to the subscribers, the ones we really care about, the guys who put their money where their mouths are, or their, you know, Amazon Primes where their mouths are. All right.
Did you notice how Shinobi from Twitter called out my in-depth look at Detroit Become Human, which is live now on YouTube.com.
No, that's awesome. What was your take on that game?
Maybe you should watch the video.
Oh!
No, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it. But it was like, it, you know, again, number one games journalist, you know, What can I say?
Oh, there you go. There you go. You're not only the number one team. You're also our man from the West. You're the foremost authority on Westerns.
Yeah.
Andy Cortez from RGV.
I don't watch any Westerns, actually.
Jugular says, has Andy given his 30-second sports update yet today? No.
30 seconds?
No, that's a lot.
Manu Ginobili, though. Woo! Manu forever.
Dude, 100%.
Kevin the Killer says, Nick, how is your name coming along? It's good. It's coming great. It's made it to my desk at home. Now it needs to make it out of the packaging into my PS4, and we'll see what happens.
5 weeks tops.
5 weeks minimum.
Wasn't there a joke that we had where, like a running joke where people would ask me an update and I'd be like, yeah, I'm still charging along on it. I forgot
it
what it was.
Is it the song? Is it the Thanksgiving?
No, I forgot.
Drewski2k says, Nick, start Krypton.
How's that song going?
It's great.
You gonna make it for Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah.
It's good. Maybe Thanksgiving 2020. Drewski2k says, Nick, start Krypton. It's only 10 episodes. They're taking your advice of telling short, concise stories. I am watching Krypton. I have 3 queued up on my DVR though. I'm 3 behind right now. I think they've had 5 so far, if I'm not mistaken. I like it. It's a good show. You guys should watch it.
I'd say maybe finish that up because then you might be less inclined to watch Westworld as you're watching that.
Really?
They're our episodes, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I mean, just from a time standpoint.
Yeah, I got plenty
It may
of time.
Seem overwhelming.
I got plenty of time. Let's see. Nick, did you see UFC announced Holloway versus Ortega as the co-main event for Miocic versus DC? I did not. That's a great card. That is a fantastic card. Hopefully everyone makes it to the fight this time. Knock on wood. We'll see what happens. Because last time was terrible. Nick, what's the latest on Allison Mack? Do you have the inside scoop? Shit, that was the story we were going to talk about today. Kevin,
yep.
Remind me to talk about Smallville sex cult tomorrow.
Yep.
Because Allison Mack got arrested. And man, that video did really well for us as far as a view standpoint was concerned.
Sounds like you may have talked about all the news.
Well, she got arrested, ladies and gentlemen. That's the inside scoop that I have. I don't know any more than that. All right, let's go into sub.
Use that as a thumbnail.
Yeah, that's it. People love when I do that, when I just randomly pick one sentence and go, here's what we talked about. I'm like, you fucking asshole. You are an asshole. BSilver87 says, Nick, I have a fitness competition at work and I need to gain some muscle in the next 3 months. What do I do? I lost 30 pounds already. There's only one way to gain muscle, my friend. You gotta lift. Get in there and lift. Try to get in there and lift 3 to 4 days a week if you can. And try to find someone who actually can show you how to lift so you don't hurt yourself and take yourself out of the game.
Another way to gain muscle, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's not how you gain muscle, no. protein. Eat so much protein that the second turkey hits your mouth, you poop yourself. Mm. Nick, Jarritos or Coke?
Jarritos is good, man. You ever had a lime Jarritos?
Oh man, I don't know what that is.
It's like Mexican soda.
Okay.
Like it's kind of like a different version of Fanta.
Okay.
Fanta.
Okay.
It all kind of tastes like popsicles.
I love that.
Melted, like the melted ones that you would tear apart, they would like cut your lips.
Oh, the Otter Pops.
Yeah.
You ever make those?
Like Otter Pops.
We call them bullies.
Well, they're Otter Pops, where I come from. Because otters are the dogs.
Do you remember the bullies though, where they were like in two little like
cylinders? Yeah. I remember those.
Break them,
snap
in half.
Them off.
Yeah.
Those were
nothing
those
but sugar.
Yeah, they were just pure sugar water. Yeah. Otter Pops, I used to take down like 5-6 Otter Pops a day. And man, I can't believe, looking back on that, I was like, Mom, what the fuck were you thinking letting me eat that much sugar? I was so fat.
Thanks so much.
Nick, new GOG topic, says Richard Draken. What makes a compelling pilot episode for a TV series? Also, highlight some favorites like the newsroom epic Jeff Daniel monologue. That's not a bad topic. We might do that.
I think what makes a great...
Fuck, Nick. Tagless02 says, Nick, you didn't read Cheers. You're right, I did not. We're going to read some cheers right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Congrats to Elise. Is she winning a trophy, a case of LaCroix?
We're going to send her some cupcakes.
Yeah.
The real Mr. Toft says, does this mean I win? Cheering confuses me as much as Nick. 67 days until prom. I can't wait. See you all there.
Wow, 6,000
cheers. Gave us 6,000
cheers.
Holy shit.
Thank you.
I don't know if you win or not, because I don't know what a cheer is. Reeseman613 has given us 500 cheers. Says, morning, fellas. Did y'all hear that MoviePass changed their monthly plan? Now you have to pay for 3 months right off the bat and only watch four movies per month. If you signed up beforehand, your grandfather didn't apparently. Nick, you done fucked up, son. Now I'm never getting MoviePass.
Wait, I thought that was the iHeart promotion where it's like you can choose that option and get iHeart
music. I'll never know.
Which is
Tagless02 says RIP Cher. Hey guys, what? Did Cher die?
I mean, people just say things, you know.
No, RIP Cheer.
Ah!
It's an emoticon, I guess.
Got it. Okay. God, I thought Cher died. I was like, she's pretty young. Hey, guys, shouting out a meetup in Tucson, Arizona for Infinity War this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Park Place Mall. Message at GameShark03 or at Tagless O2 on Twitter for more info. Thanks for all you guys do. That sounds fun. If I were in Tucson, Arizona, I would look at Twitter for that. NeoBytes Live. No, that's from...
It's
2 days ago. Okay, we're good on that. We're good on that.
Let's read a couple. Everybody's saying rip share.
Dude, RIP share, man.
It's crazy.
Share died. First Sonny Bono, now this. How am I supposed to live in this place, bros? Andy, what are you watching? Are you watching the NFL draft on Thursday?
Nah.
What a fucking boring waste
of time. I'm totally like, I don't care that much anymore.
Juggler says, now that Andy has been at KF for a year, how many sexual harassment complaints has he filed with HR?
Am I allowed to disclose that?
Yeah, you can talk about it if you want.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. That shit's all over now. We cured it. We figured it out in the world.
Absolutely.
We nailed it. Hashtag me too. Hashtag all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag all of us.
Sure.
Hashtag you too. Omega Batman says, Nick, you're an old fogey. I got your back, milkman.
Fogey.
Did Kevin start that shit?
Well, what's amazing is every time people call me a fogey, they also call Kevin the milkman, and I'm fine with that because Kevin is the milkman.
It's like a win and a loss.
When I call Kevin the milkman, you can just keep going. You can call him the milkman, you call him chocolate sundae, you call him all sorts of fun things. We call him milkshake.
Chocolate sundae?
Yeah, because he likes those chocolate sundae.
I love chocolate sundae.
God, the eyes he's giving me are just horrifying.
My eyes hurt real bad, guys.
Yeah, they do.
Zyger1337 says, Nick, can you look Andy in the eyes and ask him how he feels about Dallas Fuel dropping the ball against Houston Outlaws? No, I can't do that. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of today's morning show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you didn't know, we do this show each and every day during the week. Because I've seen some people on Twitter who are like, Nick, you know there's 7 days in the week. Nobody counts Saturdays and Sundays. That is your leisure day. It goes without saying that we don't do this news show on the days where no news is happening. Except for last weekend where James Cameron talked shit. And Smallville sex person got arrested.
Hashtag burn blue.
It's been my pleasure, as always. Keep on keeping on out there and be excellent to each other. Kevin, cut the feed.